This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The fallout continues after a bomb exploded near a girls' school in a majority Shiite district of West Kabul Saturday, killing at least 55 people, many of them young people between 11 and 15 years old. The Taliban did condemn the attack and denied any responsibility. Ambulances evacuated the wounded as relatives and residents screamed at authorities near the scene of the blast. The death toll was expected to rise even further. The bombing, apparently aimed to cause maximum civilian carnage, adds to fears that violence in the war-wrecked country could escalate as the U.S. and NATO end nearly 20 years of military engagement there. Israeli police on Saturday clashed with Palestinian protesters outside Jerusalem's Old City during the holiest night of Ramadan in a show of force that threatened to deepen the holy city's worst religious unrest in several years. Earlier, police blocked busloads of pilgrims headed to Jerusalem to worship. Police defended their actions as security moves, but these were seen as provocations by Muslims who accuse Israel of threatening their freedoms of worship. Competing claims to East Jerusalem, home to the city's most sensitive holy sites, lie at the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and have triggered serious violence in the past. The unrest came a day after violence in which Palestinian medics said more than 200 Palestinians were wounded in clashes at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and elsewhere in Jerusalem. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union cemented its support for the Pfizer-BioNTech and its novel coronavirus vaccine technology Saturday by agreeing to a massive contract extension for a potential 1.8 billion doses through the year 2023. The EU Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, said her office has approved a contract for a guaranteed 900 million doses with the same amount of doses as a future option. The new contract, which has the unanimous backing of the 27 EU member nations, will entail not only the production of the vaccines, but also making sure that all essential components are sourced from the EU. The operator of a major pipeline system that transports fuel across the East Coast says it has been victimized by a ransomware attack and has halted all pipeline operations to deal with that threat. Experts say the attack is unlikely to affect gasoline supply and prices unless it leads to a prolonged shutdown of the pipeline. Colonial Pipeline isn't saying what's been demanded or who's made the demand. Ransomware attacks are typically carried out by criminal hackers who seize data and demand a large payment in order to release it. The attack underscores again the vulnerabilities of critical infrastructures to cyber attacks. States across the U.S. are dramatically scaling back their COVID-19 vaccine orders as interest in the shots wane, putting the goal of a herd immunity further out of reach. Officials in the state of Wisconsin have asked for just 8% of their federal allotment of doses for next week. Iowa has rejected 70% of its allotment. Kansas, less than 9%. And Illinois is planning to ask for only 9% of its allotment. Health officials say most people who want to get vaccinated have been able to find shots, resulting in softening demand, but according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, only 32% of the nation's population has been fully vaccinated. The U.S. Navy announced it seized an armed shipment hidden aboard a vessel in the Arabian Sea. The guided missile cruiser USS Monterey discovered the weapons aboard what the Navy described as a stateless boat and a traditional Mideast sailing ship, in an operation that began Thursday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.